Give the Lord a praise. Welcome somebody to God's presence. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. Welcome everyone to this wonderful, auspicious presence of God. Bringing you greetings from Makurdi Apostolic Convention. It was as impactful as visiting any place or any country for a crusade. Very, very impactful. We'll bring you the clip of it shortly, but before then, we shall look at channels of wisdom. Channels of wisdom, part 2, divine wisdom. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 7, it said, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Our objective of study is to understand the channels through which we can access divine wisdom. By the midweek service, we saw how important wisdom was, what wisdom can make available to us. We look at 10 things. The reason why this is important is you don't pursue what you don't understand. You don't pursue what you don't understand. You don't pursue what you don't value. So what is the value of wisdom? Number one, we said that wisdom is key to dominion. Key to authority, key to rulership. People take charge by wisdom. Number two, we said that wisdom brings stability and establishment to life. Marital stability, financial stability, ministry stability, career stability, they are the products of wisdom. Number three, we said that wisdom is behind distinction in life and stardom. If anybody will stand out in any realm in life, a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. To stand out in life is a product of wisdom. Number four, we said that wisdom is behind exploits and mighty works. Works that are not normal. Works that are not ordinary. Attention commanding results. What wisdom is this that is given to him that even such mighty works are done by him? Number five, we said that wisdom is behind preservation of life, its longevity. People are cut short before their time for lack of wisdom. So wisdom is critical. The absence of wisdom can cost somebody their lives. Number six, we said that wisdom is behind the uprooting of mountains and the dissolving of doubts, the dismantling of difficulties. Maybe you are face to face with an obstacle. Maybe there is a difficulty standing in your way. Maybe there is a perennial mountain. Can be dismantled by the wisdom of God. Number seven, we said that wisdom is key to peace and pleasantness. Every situation of crisis and tension, anxiety is the lack of wisdom. Number eight, we said that wisdom is key to victory in battles. So wisdom is better than weapons of war. So we can fight wars with weapons, but we win wars with wisdom. Number 9, we said that wisdom is a gateway to profit. Every time there is the lack of wisdom, there is the abundance of losses. People experience losses in life where wisdom is lacking. People experience increase in life where wisdom is found. And then number 10, of course, we say that wisdom is valuable for direction. Wisdom is profitable for direction. Somebody receives direction, knows what to do, because wisdom is available. Somebody say a loud amen. I declare today upon you fresh release of wisdom. Can you say a louder amen? Now, the house, wisdom is like a house. The Bible says wisdom has built a house. I think that was Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom is like a house with many doors. There are many entrances. Wisdom has built her house and has hewn out her 7 pillars. So wisdom is literally a house. And there are many doors into this house. That is what gives us the channels into the realm of wisdom. What are these channels? We looked at 5 in the first service. And we can just mention them. Channel number 1 is the channel of the revelation of the word. The way I'm speaking to you now, releasing the word, gives access to wisdom. Number 2 is a channel of the mindset of inquisition, the art of question asking, inquiry, having the mind to ask, to find out the reason of things. It gives you access to the world of wisdom. Wise people ask questions. Unwise people, you know, have you been in a class before where the child doesn't know what they are teaching, but he won't ask? Oh, the people will say, don't you know this thing? But there are those who just keep asking, yeah, excuse me, sir, what is this one? Excuse me, sir. It doesn't matter what anybody feels. And most times the intelligent students, very brilliant ones, are the ones who ask a lot. Thirdly, separation. You lock up yourself. You set a time aside. True desire, a man separates himself to intermeddle with wisdom. Proverbs 18, verse 1. And then the next channel of wisdom is association with the wise. You show me who your friend is, and I will show you how wise you are. You show me who your friend is, and I can show you where you are going in life. Association with the wise. And number 5 is impartation from the wise. Association is talking about people at your level. Impartation is talking about people that have it more than, are higher than you. Spiritual impartation. Joshua became filled with wisdom because Moses laid his hands on him. Somebody is receiving wisdom today. And if you are the one, you say amen. If you are the one, you say louder, amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive my impartation of wisdom today in Jesus' name. Even as I'm preaching now, this impartation is already happening. Amen. Number 6 or number 1 for this service is meditation on the word. Meditation on the word. When I say the revelation of the word, that one could come from anywhere. It could come from where a person is preaching. It could come from where you are reading a book or listening to a tape. But in meditation on the word, you deliberately stepped into the word to think the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This book of the law, meditate. There is a translation that says, by this process of meditation, he said, thou shalt deal wisely with the affairs of life. I think it's amplified or something. You will deal wisely in the affairs of life. So meditation on the word causes a person to have the ability to deal wisely with the affairs of life. Psalm 119 verse 99. See what he said. He said, Psalm 119 verse 99, I have more understanding or more wisdom even than my teachers. For thy testimonies, which is the same as your word, are my meditation. I became wiser than those who taught me, because I meditate on your precepts. I meditate. Verse 100. Psalm 119 also verse 100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I understand more than them. Verse 103 of Psalm 119. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Next verse. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Somebody say amen. Meditation on the word is literally thinking the word. Allowing the word occupy the thought. Allowing the word occupy the thought. Meditation in the word is also asking questions in the word. What is this word saying? What will I do with this word? What responsibility does this word place upon me? What was God thinking before he said this? What was the speaker thinking? Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say, Father, I receive your grace to do your will. I think it was 1 Samuel chapter 13 and in verse 14 where God said, I have found. He said, but now your kingdom shall not continue. God was speaking to Saul. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be the captain over his house. I thought on this word and I realized that when God was talking to Saul, who was currently the king, that he has rejected him. At that same time, God had said to Saul that he has already spoken to David that he will be the next king. I didn't know that before. I have already commanded him to be captain over his people. So before Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint David, David was aware. When they didn't bring David out, when they were bringing back, David was aware. When David went to the battlefield to fight Goliath, he was aware that he is the king. I didn't know that. That imparted me wisdom. That if somebody can be aware of what God will do with his life in 30 years' time, what am I aware of that God will do with my life next year? It imparted me the wisdom to begin to pursue God, to know ahead of time the things he wants to do with my life. So I am giving you an illustration of how meditation helps in wisdom. It imparts me with the wisdom not to dwell carelessly, not to live the life of random motion. Say, I have commanded him. I have commanded him. Meditation in the word. Second is information. I hope I outlined it very well. Information or instruction unto wisdom. If I change the other, it's all right for this service. This is point number 7 or number 2. Information or instruction unto wisdom. Wise people are highly informed. Wise people are highly instructed. Unwise people are very ignorant. Wise people are knowledgeable. They are informed. They are informed. Proverbs chapter 1 and in verse 5 said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So wise people love to hear. Wise people love to read. Wise people love to understand. Please don't forget that knowledge is the raw material for wisdom. Wisdom is actually knowledge that is applied. Knowledge is the raw material for wisdom. Information is the raw material for wisdom. Instruction is the raw material for wisdom. The same way like faith is the base for hope is the base of faith. A hopeless person cannot have faith. If he's hopeless, he can't have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Wisdom is the substance of knowledge. It's knowledge substantiated. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The Bible said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. When you have anybody who cannot be taught, he cannot be wise. When you have a person who cannot be instructed, he cannot be wise. When you have somebody who hates to learn, he can't be wise. And this person is ready to be instructed by anybody, is ready to learn from anybody, is ready to be taught by anybody. The right people, though. Not heretics. Not those who don't know where they are going themselves. Somebody say amen. Did you see this scripture in Proverbs chapter 8 verse 12? It said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find out knowledge of witty inventions. So wisdom is always in search to know what they don't know. Wisdom. I found out knowledge of witty invention. James chapter 3 verse 13will help you to understand more. James 3 and in verse 13. He says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? So wise men are endued with knowledge. Wise men are endued with knowledge. But the difference between the wise and the intelligent is that the intelligent has knowledge that is not necessarily applied. But the wise have knowledge that they have applied. They translated the knowledge into action. Somebody say amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the believers amen. Wisdom is like the dog that has the shadow. Knowledge is like the shadow of the dog. But you can move. The shadow of the dog cannot bite. But the dog will bite. Praise the Lord. So this is very, very important. The baseline of this is whatever it takes, be a learner, 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 be a learner. I was humbled one day when I quoted a scripture, and my father in the Lord said he hasn't seen that scripture before. That is the man who gave his life to Christ when I was 1 year old. He has read the Bible plenty times. He's a teacher who teaches teachers, who pastors pastors, and said, I haven't seen that scripture before. Not that I must have passed through it, but I didn't take knowledge of it. It's appearing like I'm seeing it for the first time. How many people are humble enough? That's why they remain where they are. Greatest challenge of the fool is that he doesn't know. And he doesn't know that he doesn't know. And he's celebrating his ignorance. He doesn't know until he doesn't know that he doesn't know. There are people who don't know, and they know they don't know. They are wise, and they can be taught. Hallelujah. So, it is very, very important for our hearts to be open. Open to instruction. Open to information. But again, from the right sources. From the right quarters. Not destructive information. Charles Darwin was a seminary student learning to become a priest until he got hold of a small book that turned him into a devil. Can you see the eyes there? He is a father of all who said there is no God. He got a book that told him something about the origin of life or something. And then he began to teach that God does not exist, that nobody was created, that everybody came out of a monkey or something. Maybe himself came out of a monkey. Do you understand what I'm saying? One little information that turned him into a devil. So I want to balance it. Wholesome information, scripture-based. Not prying into things that question God and question his existence and the authenticity of scripture. Be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Follow people that have a stand with God and have proven results. And people who value authorities, because authorities respect authorities. Till tomorrow, Papa, you hear what defers to that is you. You might say that they are in the same generation, almost. And almost the same order of results. But it defers to him permanently. Hallelujah. That is information and instruction unto wisdom. Number 8 is reflection or reasoning. Reflection the process of reflection, thinking, or reasoning. Put it like that. The process of reflection, thinking, or reasoning. That is, putting the mind to work brings up wisdom. You put the mind to work. In Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 5, the Bible said, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Inside you, there is advice, there is counsel, there is wisdom. You draw it out by the process of thought. Genesis 24, verse 63, we saw how the Bible talked about Isaac went into the field to meditate at eventide. You think it out, you reason it out, you think it out. The prodigal son was eating pig food until he thought. Luke 15, 17. The Bible said, when he came to himself, one translation said, when he came to his senses, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. When you come to your senses, you come to your changes. The change of season happens when there is a change of reasoning. To think, when you decide to think, you have decided not to stink. He was thinking with pigs for as long as he could not think. Am I communicating? So you come, you just settle down. What do I do? What do I do to move from here to there? What do I do to change my level in life? What do I do? In the light of the current situation, I found myself no employment. Should I remain and be looking for government employment? What do I do now? Learn a trade. Start a trade. And you sit down and you think. There is a time to pray through, and there is a time to think through. The prodigal son did not pray through to arrive at a solution. He thought through. There is a time to pray through. There is a time to think through. There is a family crisis, husband and wife crisis, that it is not praying through that will solve it. It is thinking through. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. And you think best when you think on paper. Carry pen, carry paper. My story must change. My financial fortune must change. Marital situation must change. What five ways can I move from here spiritually? Move from here maritally, financially. One, number one, number two, number three, number five, number three, number four, number five. You wrote it on paper. Down. I've written five. Okay, let me try and see if I can get five more ways. Number six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, let me think if I can get five more ways. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You see, nothing precious comes out without pressure. You put the mind under pressure, you see the best of it. All right, let me get five more ways. That now takes me to 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So you just brought out like 20 ways in which you can shift your life out of this marital mess, or shift your life out of this spiritual rot you are in, or shift yourself out of this financial gagmare. And then you look at these 20. It's okay. Which three of them are the topmost in terms of time investment, in terms of ease of getting it done, in terms of practicality? One, two, three. Out of these 20, you just pick three. Which could be the top one? Wow. And then you are walking and walking with the help of the Holy Spirit. Not just your mind out, and the Holy Ghost is helping you with inspiration on how to do it. And before you knew it, you have arrived at 20 things, how you can move forward with your life, and then you have the top three out of them. Spirit of the living God, I'm stepping out in faith. And then you step out, and before you know it, bam, bam, bam. Instead of waiting forever for things to change, you just changed it. Did you hear something? You heard something? I told somebody, woo! This is a place where somebody needs to stand up and just jubilate and just celebrate and just. I have been selling things in my shop and nothing is moving. What will I do? Move out of the shop, man. Do something. Just do something. Advertise online. Get a vehicle. Brand it. Put the things inside. Hit the road running. Hey! There is a way in which people will see your dedication and your commitment to what you do. They will not only patronize you, but help you push it. One woman was renting a shop in area 10. You know the place called UTC, around that side. She had five children. Husband had abandoned her. Her shop rent was due for that shop. She couldn't pay the renewed shop rent. Life was grounded. When I saw her, this would be 26, 7 years ago. She came, she doesn't know what to do. I said, what can you do? She said, I can cook. I didn't read catering, but I can cook. See, in those days, when my husband's, they are separated, divorced or something, when my husband's friends come, they eat the food until as if there's no need to wash the plate anymore. By the way, they will scrape the plate. Just, do you know how they scrape the food? And just clean the plate with that. I said, can you go ahead and do the cooking? She said, yes, she can. She started cooking food and putting it in foil paper or something and began to, in her Mercedes car, and began to distribute it office to office. By the time they tasted it, they said, come tomorrow. Bring more food. Come and cook for an event. Long story made short, she was selling in banks. A bank said, come and establish the restaurant here instead of bringing for us. Another bank, the way banks go to transact with other banks, they came and ate in the restaurant here, say, bring it to our bank. In a few months, the shop whose rent she couldn't pay, she bought it.
Hallelujah!
Hey! Hey! Somebody's story is changing today. If you are that one, you will jump on your feet and shout the loudest, say amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. Look at somebody by your side and say, tell them, get ready for your change of story. Get ready for your change of story. Get ready for your change of story. Look at another, say, pray through to solution and reason out of frustration. Look at somebody and say, pray through to solution and reason out of frustration. So you pray your way to solution, you reason your way out of frustration. Pray through to solution, reason out of frustration. The prodigal son reasoned his way out of frustration. He reasoned out of frustration. Pray through to solution. Reason your way out of frustration. Somebody is coming out now in the name of Jesus. Even in this situation of this nation and this current economy, you are coming out. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Anybody get anything here today, say amen. Amen. You got anything here this morning, say aloud, amen. Amen. What number are we? Number 9. It should be more than that by now. Let's start from, please take your seat. Let's look at number one, that's six, meditation on the word. Second, information or instruction unto wisdom. Okay, the process of reflection and thinking. Okay, I now understand. We skipped one. So we'll take that as number four right now. That number four is observation from life. Observation from life is a way of wisdom. The purpose of the eyes is to see. And the purpose of seeing is learning. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 30 to verse 33, you observe to be wise. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. He spake of trees. So he observed trees and talked about it. From the cedar that is tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall, he spake also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. He saw, he observed and learnt. Observed and learnt. Observed and learnt. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to verse 33. Proverbs 24, 30 to 33. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall was thereof, stone wall thereof was broken down. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty. Okay, go back and rest. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked ahead. That was what I was looking for. I looked upon it and received instruction. Everything you are seeing is telling you something. It's a different matter whether you heard it. But everything you are seeing is saying something to you. You are seeing the way a man is relating with his wife, a wife is relating to her husband, children are. I once saw a man and his wife relate with each other. The woman was like the husband, and the man was like the wife. I saw it. And it appeared like it was working. She will command the man, shut him down, and say, it's not true, you are not saying the truth. All manner. Once in a while we say to her, you men, what do you think? You men, the way you think, you men. I saw it and received instruction. That marriage couldn't hold. It wasn't holdable. It lacked stamina. It had no stature. Capacity to last was not there. Because that is not how it works. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I observe. My children and my children, my family, when you say feel loved and the climate of love, climate of acceptance, climate of love, climate of acceptance. That is what God helped me to create for them. There may be correction without condemnation. There are those who condemn their children to uselessness. Until they read, I observed a man who once practically, literally insulted his children to uselessness. He entertained himself with insult. As one is passing, he dropped a bomb. And he will be laughing. Everybody will be laughing. Rendered all of them useless with his mouth. I watch how my mother raised her children. Not one unkind word. Not one. You grew with a healthy self-esteem. If anybody look for your trouble, she will almost tear them to pieces. That is, legitimately, you did things, she will correct you. But never with a negative language like you are useless, you are not in her dream. So you observe. Some of you who are not yet married, you should look at some marriages and tell yourself, this is how not to marry. And then look at others and say, this is how to marry. You should look at how somebody's raising their children and say, this is not how to raise children. And then look at another and say, this is how to raise children. I've seen children that have been raised onto uselessness also by over-spoiling. Over-spoilage. Take money is on the table. Go and pick. People are watching television. Child comes and stand and block the television. And the mother will not say anything. Have you seen such children before? Just nurture the children unto uselessness. One of the things that God did for me was to observe from very little, I began to observe many things. Notice things. Somebody say amen. Amen. So every time, just ask yourself the question, what am I hearing from what I am seeing? What am I learning from what I am saying? Lord, is there anything you are telling me from what I am saying? Receive it. Note it down. You may not need it now. You may need it later. You may not even need it. Somebody else may need it for their help. In Jeremiah chapter 18 and in verse 3, God told Jeremiah, he said, go to the house of the potter. All right, start from verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. So there are things God uses, things you are seeing, and God is talking to you. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. He wrought a work on the wheels. And then while he was seeing, God began to talk to him. There are things God will make you to hear when you open your eyes to see. And so we have observation. Maybe I will join this can come both for observation and reflection. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. As Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said, he saw a vision, he saw something. While he was thinking, what am I seeing? The Holy Ghost began to talk to him. So you think, they all can happen together. You saw something, you are seeing something. Lord, what are you saying from what I am seeing? Is there something I need to learn from what I just saw? What I am observing, as he thought, the Holy Ghost said. Right? So we need to think on the things we are seeing. What am I seeing? What is happening? What is really happening? And when you do that, you can hear the voice of the Lord. Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally,
It is, we learn from inspiration. Inspiration from the wise and the successful. All these things are actually linked. So you are watching the life of a man who is making a lot of strides in life. You are watching the life of a person who is making it, who is gaining a lot of grounds in life. You are watching their lives. And you are learning from their lives. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. The Bible said, when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant. So they have learned. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. These people learned so much and became so knowledgeable by being with Jesus until ignorant men became bold. And how many of you know that wisdom makes a person bold? Ecclesiastes 8:1 shows us that. That he said, who is as the wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. So these people became wiser and became bolder by staying with Jesus. They became wiser and became bolder by hanging around Jesus, by observing his life. Do you understand that now? So, inspiration from the wise and the successful. You look at them. You look at their results. You look at their steps. You look at the things they do. You are inspired. In Judges chapter 7, verse 17. Gideon said to the people, he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. What I do, you shall do. Just look at me. All I needed to do was to look at the one God put in front of me, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. I told some people some time ago, I said, I'm not sure if I have asked him up to 10 questions in my relationship with him for over 30-something years. That is, how can this be done? How should this be done? How should that be done? How should this one be done? How should that one be done? I don't think I have asked. I have asked one or two or so questions, but I'm not sure if it is up to 10 in over 30-something years. So what answered? Is it that I don't have questions? I do. What answered the questions? Observation. You just observed certain steps. There was no need to ask anymore. You just sat down and listened to a certain preaching. Oh, there was no need. That one answered another question. You just looked at some steps and some moves. It answered another question. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So inspiration from those who are ahead of you. There was no too much question to ask in the building of this glory dome by watching the faith tabernacle, how it started. Watch it from the foundation. Watch it all the way to the conclusion. And by inspiration. When you are not inspired, you can expire. That's the truth. And when you are not inspired, you will perspire. You know, perspiration, sweating. Inspiration is the answer to perspiration. If you are not going to sweat with sweat on your nose, there should be somebody whose life is inspiring you. If you are not inspired, you will perspire. If you are not inspired, you can expire. Your effort will expire. Place someone in front of you. Someone in front of you. And if God has given you a father, a pastor, a mentor, and I'm talking like this because I'm talking to anybody listening to this message all over the world, that he has placed anything substantial in, look at them. One businessman in our church said to me, he said, he realized that he cannot fail in life if he carries out his business the way he sees me carry out ministry. That you give it all you have got. You are there at it in the midnight, the business of the kingdom. You are there in the day, energetic, with all the enthusiasm, the passion, an energy you possess with the focus of the eagle and the tenacity of the bulldog. And then you are at it. Stick to it. Move
target specificity, not scattering effort. He said he realized if he will face his life's assignment like that, he will not fail. And truly, he didn't fail. He's not failing. He's in his millions, maybe billions. Because he said, I just watched. Do you understand what I'm saying? Gideon said, look at me. As I take the steps. As I make the moves. And it is impossible for you to fail. Beloved, in the midweek service, I gave some indications of certain foundations that can help us to access wisdom. And we must lay that foundation still. Number one is the fear of God. All these channels I mentioned should all land on this foundation, the fear of the Lord, which is the kindergarten of wisdom. Number two is the acknowledgement of your lack of wisdom. Agree that you don't know. Don't be bragging. Don't be pretending that you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Agree that you don't know. Don't behave like you know. Generally speaking, anybody who has enough intelligence to listen to a 1 hour message and not write one thing down, he has enough intelligence or retentive memory to be able to remember everything, I fear the person. Because Martin Luther, the senior, the first one, he said, the faintest ink, the ink that is very faint, the most faint ink, is more powerful than the strongest memory. That's the man. That is, no matter how your memory is, there is something to write. There is something to write sometime. Even one day my little child was talking. I said, hold on a bit. I ran to the room. I said, say it again. The baby I gave birth to, one of my children, she was sucking something that was deep light. Just extemporaneously. Just came out. I wrote it down so I can refer to it later. Am I communicating at all? Very, very important. That is, you must agree that you don't know. That once in a while, there is something you don't know that you are hearing. How many of you have ever, you wanted to write something down later? Thus, you heard something somewhere. You wanted to write it down later. And when that later came, you couldn't remember what it was. It has happened to everybody. Including this body. It struck you so much. Maybe you didn't have a pen or a paper. And you were, this thing, I need to write it down. Let me. You wanted to write it down. Iba. For where? And then you surprise yourself. Where is this thing? Iba. You can't find it. Praise the Lord. So we must all acknowledge, no matter how big you are, there is a time where a child may teach you. Agree. There is a time where a child may teach you. Thirdly, is the elimination of pride. All these things are rooted and connected to pride. Until pride is eliminated, wisdom cannot come. That was what made Lucifer the biggest fool of the whole world. The elimination of pride. Number four, openness to wisdom and understanding. We must be open to wisdom and open to understanding. That was the point I was making, that anybody could teach you. A child could teach you. Your own child can teach you. Openness to wisdom and understanding. And number five is passion and value for wisdom. When you have value for wisdom, you are on your way. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. And I'm fully aware that somebody is here.
If you are that one, say aloud, amen. If you are that one, say aloud, amen. And I also sense that God is about to drop something new in somebody's life here this morning. Blessed be your name.